This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has shifted its diplomatic operations from Afghanistan to Qatar now that the United States has ended its military presence in Afghanistan. He said a small number of U.S. citizens, less than 200, likely closer to 100, remain in Afghanistan, and he said the United States will keep up relentless efforts to help Americans, Afghans, and others leave the country if they choose to. Earlier, a senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. The White House and the Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan in August. That number includes some 1,200 people flown out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights from Sunday into Monday. Both the White House and the Pentagon described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S. military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous, highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport that was claimed by Islamic State. Defense officials said the attackers fired as many as five rockets at the airport. Three of them missed the airfield entirely. A fourth landed at the airport without causing any significant damage. The fifth rocket was taken out by U.S. defense systems at the airport. In the meantime, the U.S. is also coming in under increased criticism for some of its security efforts, including a drone strike Sunday in Kabul. U.S. military officials say the strike killed Islamic State operatives who were loading explosives into a vehicle. Others on the ground say that civilians were killed. VOA News.